Thank you very much. So I don't think this has been said today, but happy Halloween. I hope that this isn't too scary for you. But in all honesty, thank you, panel, for inviting me today to talk to you. It's been a real privilege to be here. So I am the Sustainability Reporting Manager for DS Smith. It is my full-time job to report our sustainability story. It's my day-to-day. More on what this means a little bit later. But today, I have been asked to give a UK company's account of our experiences of complying with the law in the UK. I'm going to start by giving a quick introduction to the company I work for, because even if you've never heard of us, you will definitely have experienced us. And then I'll explain how we've risen to the challenge of reporting more and more non-financial data before finally giving our experiences of the opportunities and new challenges facing this area. So, who are DS Smith and what do we do? I'm sure that most of you in this room have made an online purchase or have purchased an item from a supermarket. Well, that means you have held one of our products. We make the cardboard packaging that holds your favorite items and products and protects them all the way to you. But our purpose is to redefine packaging for a changing world. We are constantly striving to create great packaging that is fit for a more mobile, on-demand world. And we do this by putting sustainability at the heart of what we do. It is our aspiration to lead. But as a company operating across 37 countries with over 32,000 employees, we face a number of reporting challenges. So, how do we address them? Well, firstly, we have honest and regular conversations with our stakeholders, our customers, our investors, our employees, our communities. They help us decide what issues we should manage and report on, which is critical to success. This ensures we remain relevant. But once we have agreed these issues, we have to find a way to talk about them in the same way across our entire business. We had to invest in a global IT tool to support this work. And lastly, we had to engage our colleagues and really explain why it was important we do this properly and why it is worth the effort, because, of course, this doesn't happen without significant effort. At this point, I would be remiss if I did not mention assurance. We have found that gaining a second professional opinion is important to give our reports credibility, but my fellow panelist Ken Williamson today will talk about this in a lot more detail. So a little bit more about the effort required from an organization like mine to report. So complying with the UK laws on reporting, it's often as simple as including one or more KPI tables in the company's annual report. This is from our most recent annual report, 2019. The KPIs marked with stars here represent the data we have to report. So gross carbon emissions by scope, our net total carbon emissions, a carbon intensity ratio, where we use production as our denominator. And finally, global energy consumption, which is a new requirement for this year, including the proportion of energy which we consume in our UK operations. However, I explained on my previous slide, there is a huge amount of work involved in preparing the data for this table. The time taken by employees in our organization to collect, check, audit and report a table like this for a company like ours is in excess of 40,000 hours per year. That, to put that in perspective, that is one person working full-time for 20 years. In most cases, many of those involved are simply reporting data they already have, so there isn't much additional work for them. But as I said, a global operation requires a lot of effort. So, but with such a time commitment invested in this process, it would be easy to think that this is simply a tax on resources. However, it has spurred us on to find a way to derive value from all this work. So three of the areas where we've seen some opportunities are starting with management attention. Regular reporting to the top levels of our organization on non-financial issues means our leadership teams understand the sustainability challenges that we face. we can act and react more quickly in the sustainability area. Then considering reputation, a good understanding of the sustainability issues we face and those that are faced by our customers allows us to win new business and maintain the relationships with those who are on a similar journey. Investors in particular are a key audience of ours. My colleague Sora will talk about that a little bit more today. And lastly, we find ourselves thinking more widely than just financial data. We don't consider just ROI anymore or revenue. We are thinking about our entire impact, so we are better prepared to face our changing world. However, it's not all rosy. We also see new challenges ahead for reporting companies like ours. The reporting burden is increasing for organizations like DS Smith. I'd like to share a few examples. So many of you will be familiar with the TCFD and their aims, but there is a lot of work that goes into fulfilling their requirements. On the slide here, you can see our most recent effort from, again, our 2019 annual report. But to produce this, we have had to develop new ways of working together in the company. We have had to create new partnerships. So this is definitely new work that is required. We cannot simply build on the foundations of the GRI or any of the other frameworks we've already heard about. But in particular, we find that data is difficult to collect and report in this way, and especially scenario analysis. We find that particularly challenging and a new area for sustainability thinking. So building on this, here I've included some examples of the voluntary non-financial frameworks DS Smith submits data to annually at the request of its stakeholders. This is just a sample. The key point I wish to convey here is that none of these are the same. They may ask for some data that is similar, but they all have different definitions, and as a result, they each require a different approach. So from a company's perspective then, we would like to see some standardization on how data is requested from us. I think this echoes the comments from the representative from the MCC. So the obvious answer from an audience like this one is to consider the Sustainable Development Goals as some kind of international standard, but my challenge would be this. What makes the Sustainable Development Goals different or more valuable to a reporting company than any of the others I've got up there? How can you help us to add value? So to sum up, sustainability has to be at the heart of how we move forward, which of course starts with quality reporting. But we must move together, or we are risking a scenario where companies are left behind. We will end up stuck in a cycle of monotonous, non-value-added reporting. Only by working together and collaborating can we realize DS Smith's ambition to redefine packaging for a changing world. Thank you.